Okay. Parshas Korach is, of course, best known for the narrative portion of the Sedra, the whole rebellion, thank you, engineered by Korach and his followers, and everybody had a different angle, a different agenda with that. And again, that's what the Sedra is most known for, and the famous punishment, the earth opening up, etc., and the clarification of who were the leaders and who were the Kohanim and so on. But at the end of the Sedra, we have a presentation of dinim that relate to the Matnos Kahuna. The Matnos Kahuna, meaning the gifts that are given to the different the Kohanim, the 24 different gifts, not all are mentioned here. The Pigan Aben comes up here, various other things. And we have an interesting Pasuk in Perek Yurches of the Midbar, of course, Pasuk Zion, the first source on the pages. It says, Va'ata uvanecha itcha tishmur es kuhunaschem l'chol dvar ha-mizbech u'mibes la-paroches va'avadatem avodas matana va'avadatem avodas matana etenis kuhunaschem va'azara karev yumas. It's a difficult pasuk to translate. Just the words are a little unusual. And, I'll read to you here from the Art Scroll translation of this pasuk, again, Bamidbar Parak Yurches. That pasuk Zion, towards the end of Parshas Korach, you find it here. a moment. Yeah. It says, "You and your sons with you shall safeguard your priesthood." Right? That's Tishmus Kunasim. What exactly that means? Regarding every matter of the altar and within the curtain, and you shall serve. I have presented your priesthood as a service that is a gift. Avodas Matana. It's a form of avoda, but it's also a gift. Okay, and the Azara Karev Yumas, anyone who's a Zara, non-Kohen, who approaches, who comes to do this work, is liable in certain circumstances of the death penalty. That's the Pasuk, an interesting Pasuk. The Gemara in Pesachim, in the second source, has a very interesting drosha on this, which emerges from a story in the Gemara. It says as follows, this is Pesachim daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, going over to Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph, second source. The Gemara says, Utruma hechi ikri avoda. Where do we see that Truma is referred to as avoda? Now, the context of the sugya over there in Pesachim is talking about certain things which the Kohanim, certain Kohanim do, and others can be described cholol, right? There's a genealogy problem, or perhaps it's someone who's got some kind of a mum. He's still a Kohen, but can he participate in avoda? Now, we have to define what is avoda. So the Gemara says, how do we know that eating truma, which of course is also discussed in our sedra, the din of giving truma? So you have to give a certain percentage, approximately 2% of your crop has to be given to the Kohen. That's truma.
Yeah,
so, what?
Rabbanan
Institute, yeah. Rabbanan Institute, the amount, right. The derisa, chitachas, potaras, kolakri, right? You can have even one tiny drop. The Rabbanan fixed the shear, three different possibilities. If you're generous, you can give 1/40. An average person, 1/50, which is 2%. If you're a cheapskate, you can give 1/60. Fine. So truma is, eating truma is called an avoda. Where do we see? We're going to tell the story. The Tanya, my summer retirement. The story of the Tarfon, who was a Kohen. We know from others that Tarfon was a Kohen. Shalom bo emesh lebeis ha-medrash. One evening, he didn't show up in the base medrash. So, l'shachris mitzor Rabbi Gamliel. The next morning, Rabbi Gamliel, who was the chief rabbi, right, he was a Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel found him in the morning, and he said to the attendants, and he says, Amar lo, mipnei ma lo bo emesh lebeis ha-medrash. Where were you last night? And he's checking up, Rabbi Gamliel was checking up on Tarfon. So you didn't show up with
the one that limited the number of...
Right, so I guess if you're in, you better be there.
He was one of the... Mm-hmm.
So you better be there if you're in, right? So yeah, Lazar Mazari later opened it up, right? But so he questioned the Tarfon, where were you? Why didn't you come last night? Amar lo avoda avadati. I was involved in avoda. The term avoda doesn't mean here work. It means, usually avoda means service in the Beis Hamikdash. Avoda Samikdash. And the Tarfon was a Kohen. So exactly, that's what we're talking about. What you're answering me is astonishing. There's no Beis HaMikdash, we bring karbonis, we hack their chalom, we bring something. At night, what kind of answer is that? What do you mean you're doing avoda? There's no avoda nowadays in the absence of Beis HaMikdash. Amar lo, he quotes our pasuk of Tarfon does. Amar lo, at the top of Ayin Gimel Aleph Pesachim, Amalo Harei Hu Omer Avodas Matana Tenes Kuraskem Azara Karav Yulas Asu Achilas Truma Bigvulin Kavodas Beis Hamikdash. I like that. He says we see from this pasuk It's hard to see exactly how the drosha works, but that's what Rabbi Tarfon says. Well, Avodas Matana.
So I was busy eating truma.
I was busy eating truma, right? Which is a mitzvah, and therefore I got a big meal. I guess I must have had a lot of truma. Yeah.
I'm busy eating bread. I'm eating for the purpose of being able to avoid Avodah Hashem.
Satiated, yeah.
It could have been a truma, which
but apparently, I don't know. Maybe it was too much. It's a good question, but we're going to see that the point is he was engaged in what he felt was avoda. And therefore, he didn't was able to come to the Beis Hamikdash. Well, come to the Beis Hamikdash.
Because Kohanim is also a Buddha.
Yeah, we are correct. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, also an issue was Tommy. Okay, there are a number of problems with this, but for what I want to look at right now is the following: what's avodah? Rashi explains on the top line, Gimel Alf, Sochem Source 3. Rashi says avodas matona matnos kehuna shenasati lachem harein kavoda. The drasha is from the unusual phrase in our pasuk avodas matona. In the practice, after all, the Matnos Kahuna, Matana present, and Truma is one of the Matnos Kahuna, so Matnos Kahuna, so this Matana is Avoda, that's why the Torah uses the expression, Avoda's Matana. Okay, Eric Avoda.
By making this statement, don't think that this is an elective, it's
considered Avoda. Let's see. So first of all, apparently consuming Truma is a mitzvah, that's what comes out. Eating Truma is a mitzvah. And it appears in the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Rambam, the next source, although not as an independent mitzvah. Take a look at source 4, the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Rambam, mitzvahs asay peites. The mitzvah peites is Rambam shetziva kono lecho b'sar kodshim. There is a mitzvah to eat meat from the karbonos, right? B'sar kodshim. And the kol machatas v'ashim shen kodshe kodshim. And he quotes the psukim and so on, that part of the avoda, part of the service of bringing the karbonos, there's some karbonos, carbon ola, everything's put on the mizbeach, except for the skins, and the kohanim can use them. And the carbon chatos and carbon asham, certain meat is given to the kohen. The bailin, the priest of Baal, brings the carbon, gets none of the meat, but the chatos and the asham, which are kodshe kodshim, some of the meat is given to the kohen, and they have to eat it, it's a mitzvah to eat it. In fact, the expression in Mars, hakohanim ochlim, the Yisrael miskaparim, that part of the kapara, part of the atonement, that needs to be achieved to the bringing of the carbon, it depends upon the Kohanim eating the meat. It's part of the service. And that's what the Rambam derives and explains over here. And then he mentions, that's on Kodshe Kodshim. But he mentions even Kodshim Kalim, which are the so-called lighter carbonus, which not only does the Mizbeach get some, not only does the Kohen get some, but also the Baal gets some. There, we don't say that the Achila is Makev anything, but it's still a mitzvah. That's the Rambam's point. Okay? And then he says, you want to take a look here, it's the seventh line, towards the end of the line, after the period, it says, V'chein gam kein hatruma, hine achilosa negeris achar mitzvah. Okay? Now, he says that by truma also, av ein achilos kashim kalam with truma kum achilos psach hatas o'ashim, it's not the same thing. Eating kashim kalam and eating truma is not exactly the same thing. And after all, shachilos v'chabosu azem en achatim en o'ashim bo tishlam kaparas ha-miskaper. Right, as we said before, by kochim, the eating of the meat is part of the kapara process. Not the case by kochim kam, certainly not the case by truma. Nonetheless, you see from the Rambam clearly that eating truma is a mitzvah. It just doesn't count as an independent mitzvah, but it's assumed that a mitzvah of achilas psar kochim. And the chinuch is the same thing. Source number 5, they say, chinuch and mitzvah kuf beis, she'nitzavu ha-kohanam lecho psar k'tzas min ha-karbonos k'nachatas v'ajam. And later on, he also mentions, again, I'm going to take a look after the period, about 4 lines down. Again, it's mitzvah kuf beis nechinuch, v'chlal mitzvah zezeh, gam kein shiuch l'chel kama magia alei mikol ha-karbonos, shenikorim kochim kalim. Same chiyuv by kochim kalim. V'chein achilas ha-truma b'chlal ha-mitzvah. So too, eating truma, says the chinuch, is also part of this mitzvah. Okay, and he mentions, like the Ram, it's not the same thing, it's not makev anything, but, whether the coin eats it, let's say I give the coin truma, and he decides not to eat it. So that doesn't impinge upon the fact that I fulfilled my obligation to give truma to the coin. Yeah, it's his business what he does with it, right? Right, as he says, it's not the same. But it's not that both the Ram and the Chinuch mention that eating truma and even eating kachim kalim is not the same level of significance eating kachim, but it's subsumed under the mitzvah. Good.
I don't know if you'll get to it, but there is the famous Bet Halevi that in kachim, the mitzvah is not achila, is that the korban will be nechal.
Should be eaten, right. That's the limit.
That's why it doesn't require...
Right, so I'm not going to talk about tonight. I think I'm Shabbos HaGorah, maybe I'll talk about korban Pesach. There's anything to be nechal. Okay, that's a good hour.
We're almost at Shabbat Shua.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Lemaisa, the Rambam, just as an interesting point, we should be aware of it, the Rambam in source number 6, Perek Tes Vav Avichus Trumas Halacha Chof Beis, the Rambam writes, Kol Ochel Trumah, when a coin comes to eat Trumah, Mevarech, he has to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? So first, Mevarech Birchos Osamacho. First, he makes the Birchos Anemen on whatever the food is. If it's fruit, there's vegetables, or he makes the appropriate bracha Rishona. Vachar kach, and then, before eating, Mevarech Asher Kiddushono Bitushoso Shalaharon Vitzivano Lechol Truma. So, I'm pointing out, eating truma is not only a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah upon which you make a bracha.
Do you have a sauce for that?
I think, yes. I once looked into it. Yes, there is a sauce. I think. Okay, but there's a bracha to eat truma. V'chach kibalnu v'ra'inu osam v'varchem afilu b'chalas chutla shegamach kilos kotcher gvul kaboda shenemar. And guess what? The Rambam here quotes our post again. Avodas matona, tenis kunasam. What do you know? The Rambam right here in Parak Tesla, it's the last halacha. And look at Trumas, Parak Tesla, halacha chabez, Rambam quotes our pasuk. So we see clearly that the consumption of Truma is a mitzvah. You're going to make a bracha over. It's not an independent mitzvah in the list of Tayag. It's under Psar Kachim. But it's such a mitzvah, you're going to make a bracha over. Good. So let's bear in mind now that eating Truma is a mitzvah for a kohen. It's not ma'akev, as I say, the giving of the Truma, but it's a mitzvah for the kohen to eat. It even makes a bracha. So let's take a look now, we'll be get to our subject this evening, the Mishnah in the very beginning of Brachas. So everybody knows this Mishnah, source number 7, Ne'ema Sai Karnish Ma Be'arvin, right? What is the earliest point, the starting point, when you can say Kriya Shema in the evening? So the Gemara answers, Mishra Shakohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasim. The Mishnah doesn't give a straight answer. The Mishnah says the same time when a Kohen can go eat Truma, what do you mean a Kohen can go eat Truma? Rashi explained in source 8, Kohanim shenitmu the tavlu the hair of Shimshon the higia ito lecho v'truma. Talk about a kohen who is tamei. When a kohen is tamei, he can't eat truma, but he has to go to the mikveh to retire himself. He go to the mikveh in the afternoon. He go to the mikveh at 4:00 in the afternoon. He now is tohar when he comes out of the mikveh, but he still can't eat truma until that night, till nightfall, to how it's called hair of shemesh, till that evening, and then he can eat the truma. Whatever time it is that the kohen can, who had been tameh and now became tar, may resume the ability, the right to eat truma. That's the time he can take kriyas shema in the evening. That's the first mishnah shas, the first line of the first mishnah. And then the mishnah goes on. It has to be different opinions of what the latest time for the evening shema is. Either at sof shmor rishon of the Rebbe Lezer, the night was divided into three shifts, three slots, three 4-hour units. So at the end of the first, or Chamra Amar Chatzos, Chamra Seyto Midnight, or Gula Amar Shiyala Amar Shachar, Gula Sos Yad Tala Morning, etc. Very nice. That's the famous mission in Brachos. On the next daf, on the source number 9, Beis Medeis.
It's a very subtle message, but it's clear, that our Kriyat Shema is equivalent to Achilat Truma.
A mitzvah. Okay, that may relate to what we're going to come
to.
Yeah, the Gemara, you're talking about why did the Mishnah give such an equation? Why not just give a straight answer? We know the time is Tzitzar Kochavim, right? That's the time. Tzitzar Kochavim. So thank you. But let's look now at the Gemara, source number 9, and next Amud, the Bezim of Bezim Brachas. The Gemara is a different price. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you know what time you can start saying Kriya Shema in the evening? The same time when Kohanim may resume eating Truma after having been tummy and become Torah. The Gemara has different examples. So one of the examples of the Gemara is, based on the base, source 9, Amar Mar, Mishra Shekhanim, then Kunas Mach, which was on Urminu, Ne'emasai Karnish Shema Be'arvin, Mishra Ani Nichnas Lecho Pito B'melach. At a time that a poor person who has to beg for his food may go and dip, you know, get his bread and salt and eat, I'd show Sha'omid lift over Toksuz until the latest time when he finishes the meal. That's not our issue now. So Gemara says, Sefer Vada Pliga Masnisa. The second statement definitely disagrees with our mission because it doesn't give you too much of a time. It's however long the poor person has to eat his meal, that's the whole time you can say Shema. But Reisha, Milemi Pliga Masnisa, is the Reisha of this Brisa, which says that you can start eating, start saying Kriya Shema whenever the Ani eats. Is that different than our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no, Ani v'Kohen, Chad Shiru. It's the same time. It's exactly, we call it Tzitzar Kochavim, right? The same time slot. With the poor person eating or the Kohen eating, it's the same time slot. Rashi explains what's the deal with an Ani. So Misha Ani, She'ein lo ner lahadlik b'sudas. What about a poor person who wants to beg for his food? He's going to eat right when it gets dark because when it gets really dark, he can't see anything. He's got no candles. So it's the beginning of nightfall, huh?
It does
exist. We'll leave it at that, okay? Safe about it, please. Season the sunny hocha ad shor shomer lipot mitocha suda behind the loka belezev loka baruch hakam amliel. Right. Next Rashi, ani the coin, ani kol elosav, ani anytime. The coin, it's about a coin. Tomei lechol b'tshuma chad shuruhu, says Rashi. Say sakochavim. So it's ten as Rashi's on base. Very nice. Okay, so whether you're a Kohen and Oni, it's the same time slot. What is that time slot, says Rashi? And I don't talk about the Shkia issue now, but say Sakochov. When it gets to nightfall, when the stars can be seen. Tosus and Brochus, it's an interesting kasha. Again, a Bezen and Bezen, that's so good. Dira Maschel Mishah, Sha'ani Nichnas Lecho Pita Melech. Yes, Tosus, it's in kasha. Tema, Ani Gufay Masai Yispalo. When is the Ani going to daven? Say Krishma. You're saying that he sits down to eat when? Right at nightfall. That's your time, right? Say so, come. So when does he daven Meir? When is he going to say Kriyashma? Okay? The Ha'amrids, Man Achilos, Ohanes, Man Kriyashma. But the Kaven Shabuz, Man Kriyashma, also the Haskel Suda, she's Bahama Reisha. Wait a minute. Once this Man of Kriyashma arrives, you're not allowed to eat anything until you've said Kriyashma and daven already. Can the Tanya come on? We'll see the Gemara in a moment, but he quotes it here. Davdalam and Bezim Brokos, a few pages later. Vikari Kriyashma Mispalo, Vokho Pito Mavarech. Right? The proper order of things in the evening is to say Kriyashma, daven, and then eat, and then say the benching and so on and so forth. The Chalomel Divacham Chai Misa. So ask Tosus, wait a minute. So, well, we'll get to that afterwards. That's an exaggerated statement, but we'll see. I mean, it's not proper to check. That's what it says. And we'll have to, of course, justify our practices here. Well, that's what we'll get to tonight. But my point is, according to this Tosus, he asks an interesting question. How can the Ani, you're saying, it's like a catch-22, you're saying, what is the time slot that you can begin saying the evening Kriyashma? When the Ani sits down. Again, we call that, we sit down to eat. That's Tesa Kochum. Ask Tosus, wait a minute, but the Ani can't eat right at Tesa Kochum, because doesn't he have to daven Meir and say Kriyashma first, if it says a Chorin? Yesh Lomar, the Zman Tvila, have a Kodum, the Zman Suda. No, the davening time is a little bit earlier. Says Tosus. The Lav Dafke Mishoni Nichnas Lecho, El Apurto Meikara Kamar, Sha'ad Shiachinu Lo Sudosa Yikro Vizpala. After a few minutes earlier, if they set up the table and get the meal ready, fine, whatever. That's his answer. Very nice. That's Tosus. So the Marsha, on that Sugin Brocha, source number 12, the Marsha, and Chiddush Halacha, and that Tosus Brachas Beis and Beis. But Divrei Maschil Mishah Shani, he asked the question: why did Tosus ask his kasha regarding the Ani? He could have asked the kasha on the Mishnah. Why didn't this Tosus appear in the Mishnah? And the very same kasha should have asked: what do you mean you can start saying Kriyashma when the Kohen can eat Truma? Kohen can't eat Truma at that point either because he's got a daven Meir and say Kriyashma too. But right? When's the Kohen supposed to daven?
Even though we're
makabo
on it.
Right, so let's focus on a Kriyashma. Let's assume Kriyashma. They lump it together, you're right, we already accepted it as a Chova, but Kriyashma at least Kriyashma, right? So Tosus, the Marsha asks, why didn't Tosus pose this kasha? Why did Tosus wait till Beis on the Beis to pose this kasha on the Bryce, which talks about an Ani eating right at Tzeitz HaKavim? Can they ask the exact same kasha on the Mishnah? Which says that the slot is when a coin eats Truma.
But a coin Tame,
it will become
Tame. Yeah. But he will have a problem, and maybe he really can delay. He should delay. But the Zman that a coin Tame can do that, that is not for all others that are not made.
Ah, okay, so the Marsha doesn't answer that. That's a good tariff. The Marsha gives a slightly different answer. Again, Alam Asnisi, the son of Mishosh, and Lo Tikshu, the Hei Chiochal Oz Truma, the Oslo Askel Besud, the Yish Homer, the Ochi Kamar, Mishosh, it's sort of what you're saying, maybe. Mishosh, Shakon Chulid, the Hainu Shemutarim Lecho Betuma, the Ein Lohem Tuma Ode. You know, it is no longer Tame, but of course, Miuvada Asiri Lehaskel Besud, as soon as Man Kriyashma. But Roshani Nichnas Lecho, it's a Medayik in the language, because it says Mishor Shakohanim Nichnosim Lecho, means eligible. When the Ani, it sounds like he's actually doing it. So that's Tosus Teres. Why, that's the Marshor's Teres. Why Tosus is it over here and not over there? Interesting.
I'm not sure if I catch this thing.
He's saying that by where Kohen, it means at the time that the Kohen is eligible. He's meaning he's no longer Tumah. The Tumah has been removed. Because for the Tumah to be removed, two things have to happen. A, go to the Mikvah, that he can do 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But B, nightfall. So at that point, the Tumah is removed. It's true, says the Marshal. Technically, he can't eat yet because he hasn't davened Meir, he hasn't said Kriyashma, but he's no longer Tumah. That's what he's no longer Tumah, huh?
So he can't eat?
That's right, that's what he's saying.
How can he eat and then Kriyashma?
No, so far the assumption is basically that's what Tosus quoted on Tosus in the 11th source on Beis and Beis, they quoted him Dav Dal. The Gemara says, Kari Kriyashma, then Ochel Pito. Right, he's saying basically, we're seeing the more inside in a second. We'll see in a second. But do you understand? The Tosus asked the kash regarding the Ani. The Marshal says, why can't he ask the same kash regarding the Kohen? He says, well, that's different. Doesn't mean when he eats, it means when it's eligible, he's no longer Tomei. The Tzlach, what? The why? Again, you say, okay, so the Tzlach has a Lomdash thing. The Tzlach says, Well, he quotes the Tosis, the Slach and Brochus Bezen and Bezen, on that same Tosis, with Shosha Ani. Tema, Ani Gufa, Slach is the Nodi Behuda. Slach says with Tzion and Nefesh Chaya, but the Nodi Behuda, you know, when Behuda, Rabbi Cheskel Landau, Prague, the chief rabbi of Prague in the 1700s, so he is more known, I guess, the Nodi Behuda is his Chuvis, but Slach is his Sefer on Gemaras and Sugis and so on. So, in the order of the Gemaras. So, it's all Lamdash Sefer. So, the Slach, we also quoted the Dago Mervavas, his commentary on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch. So that was three major works in him, among other things. So anyway, he says, he quotes the Marsha also, and he says, Uklar Kasavti Mishnasenu Lidchos Dvarav, the Kasavti de Mishnasenu Yesh Lomar, Dachilas Truma Shehi Mitzvah Eina Surafil of Isman Kriyashma. Answers the Tzlach, you know why the Kasher wasn't on the Mishnah? Like, because the Kohen can eat before saying Kriyashma. You know why? Because eating truma is a mitzvah. When do we say it's not proper to eat before Kriyashma, before Davening Meir? That's you and me, whatever. It's a sudas rishus. That, you know, when it's a mitzvah, when you're eating is itself a kiyum ha-mitzvah, that's what he says. Look at his lesson again. Yeshama da'chilas truma shi mitzvah, eina sura filo v'zman Kriyashma.
What's the issue?
Oh, so let's see. That's what we're going to have to deal with. We're not going to talk about tonight. But I'm just saying, it's a clever answer from the Tzach. He says the reason why there's no kasha, it's only a kasha on the Gemara, it talks about an ani. An ani is a sudas of a shus. But a kohen eating truma, that's a mitzvah. If eating truma is a mitzvah.
That's again, equivalent to Kriyashma.
Right, yeah, in effect, yes, yeah. Well, then he goes.
Why is it equivalent?
Well, why is Kriyashma
more? This or that.
Right, it's a mitzvah. Almost like it's a potter in a way. I mean, it's
no. More often.
Okay, Ms. Tadir. Well, we discussed in the past. Does Tadir work when you're going to do both anyway? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay. Well, that's what we'll get.
But let's say on Shabbos night, so Rav Sacks has this thing that's very medactic with his kila. That as soon as Shabbos, and they miss the Zman, they get home, they should wait to say Krishma before they make Kiddush.
So you're Mechavin to the Sas Emes is Kasha. That's the side we'll see in a second. Sas Emes questions the Tzlach based on that, based exactly on Friday night. We'll see the source for what the Tzlach says right over here, 2 seconds. I just want to point out that's the Tzlach. Then the Tzlach gives another answer. That's a good point. Yeah. So we'll talk about learning before also. We'll get to that too. So the Tzlach, and then the Tzlach is another answer. He says maybe there's a difference because.
Should I daven?
Okay, especially with no minion later. The minion later we can talk about it. But anyway, so he quotes the Mogar Avramos, who stated maybe there's a difference between eating a full meal as opposed to a snack and so a tima, whatever. Okay.
So that's the point. What's the reason?
Yeah, that's exactly what I see, right.
So if the reason is that you will mashach half food at all, you will start eating it.
Right, so what's the difference between the mitzvah or not? Right. Unless you want to say some mitzvah, either davar, oh, that a kosh brochu protect, you're not going to do the mitzvah, you're going to make you muff up for miscreants. Okay, let's see. The Chedusha Rim, I quoted in source 14, the Chedusha, oh, I just want to say one interesting thing, it's not on the sheet, but I brought with me the Ben Ish Chai, you know, Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, has a sefer called the Ben Yehoyada. Which is on Agarata.
Benayahu
Ben Yehoyada. There's two vines, Benayahu and Ben Yehoyada. So on the Ben Yehoyada part, on this sugi and brachas, he mentioned an interesting question. Makshim Havala Lemeim B'Tshuma. So he quotes the same kashin, he quotes the Tzlach that we mentioned, and he says, and that's why, an interesting thing, why does the Mishnah have a funny language, Mishor Shachonim Nichnasim Lecho B'Tshuma Son? The Khanim go and eat their Tshuma. Just saying, Mishor Shachonim Nichnas Lecho Tshuma. Well, why Truma's son? So he quotes this based on his Tzlach. He says, "Rafa gav the also lecho mishigiz man kriyshma ula akonim utarm lecho b'truma." Why came and shechel truma mitzvahi kavodas avodah b'mikdash? Like we just saw that avodas matana our pasuk etc. But a dayin yeish lahakshos ain't a chanami achilas truma mitzvah kavodas avodah. But im kol zeh your kasha. My chazi lachdima mitzvahs kriyshma da oraisa uma tam yeish lachdima. Why should you put the eating in the truma? Good, it's a mitzvah, and we saw the Rambam make a bracha on it, and all that good. But why should I put it before Kriyashma? Nearly the whole mitzvah sheshaycha rak etzel bnei adam pratim velo sheycha b'chol adam. When you have a mitzvah special to me and not by anyone else, tia chaviva yoser etzel ba'alel. This is a special. I'm a Kohen. I get teacher. That's a I have more of a special feeling about than I have a Kriya Shema. Everybody can say Kriya Shema, but only I can eat Truma, right? And that's why it says Lechol B'Truma Son. That's the Tia. It's a Chaviva, a coin, Shakhanam Nichnasim Lechol B'Truma Son. It's their Truma, it's their Mitzvah. That's why it's Chaviva, so Mitzvah Chaviva takes place. Okay, take a look. This is an interesting comment. He quotes that slot. Lemaisa, as I said, the Chidush Arim, look back on the pages on source 14, the Chidush Arim, they have a few pages of Chidushim in the very beginning of Brachos in the regular volumes of Chidush Arim. I have it at home, but it's printed here on source 14. Brachos Beis Amin Aleph. He quotes also the same question: how could the Ani eat? How can the Kohanim eat? Yesh Lomar, and he quotes the Gemara Pesachim, the second line there. Yesh Lomar, Kedam Pesachim, Ayin Beis. The Gemara showed you earlier. Tachilas Truma Ikra Avodah Mamish. Tichsiv Avodas Matzana. Our pasuk. Kavodas Beis Hamikdash. Im Kain Shapim Motzi Achli. Okay, you can they eat it? So therefore, you know, this Motzi good. The Sfasemis, yes, the Kasha Henry yes before. The Sfasemis says, wait a second. If that's true, okay, if that's true, so what about? If you look on the third line, the Dvar of Shabbos is Yom Tov Gam Kenami, Hachi Kevin Dikum Mitzvah Bachiloson. Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yom Tov is also a mitzvah, not only for Kohen, for everybody. So you should be allowed to eat the Sudas. This, by the way, this could come up this time of year. Perfect example, right? It doesn't get dark till what, 8:30, 29, whatever, right? So we'll have a thing. So I won't have an early minyan, a plag minyan, 6:45. But everybody, Mekabel Shabbos at 6:45. They'll eat the Shabbos Suda, right? And then come to Shul, to Daven Ma'ariv, and there's none. What if they don't have to Mekabel Shabbos, they don't have to Daven early, right? They'll let everybody come at 8:30, and Daven Mincha, you take care of a different time, you'll Daven Mincha earlier. But how you can be Mekabel Shabbos, eat the Shabbos Suda, and Daven Ma'ariv afterwards, what's the problem? Right? The same Kriya Shema Daven Ma'ariv after, huh?
Did Rabbi Yehuda also say that? Even though you can Daven after Ma'ariv?
Rabbi Yehuda says different. I don't know. Why would it be different? I guess you could do it also. It's not no gay, but that's what I'm saying. So it would be interesting Eitzah for this time of year. So the Beis Yosef says, this is now in source number 16, this is what the Sfasem is referring to. It's Arachayim Sun Reish Samach Zayin. Mashakos of Rakshi Yamti Likros Krishma Aronos, and this is what Henry Soma, the Rabbi Sachs, says in Shul. Even though technically you could eat earlier and be yotzei suda shabbos, we call makom ikal meisa lecho kodem shikra kriyishma. It's proper not to eat the suda shabbos before kriyishma. Kedamrin and bereish brachas davdal and beis. We'll see the gemara inside in a second. Okay, so the Beis Yosef quotes in the Magen Avraham. Says the same thing in that same simon of Aruch Chaim, Reish Samach Zayin, Sukkot and Beis, source 17. Hikshar Rav Beis Yosef, Hakamel and the Osel Lecho Kodem Kriyishma, Yeshomar Kevin Shekar Mod Yomi Plaga Mincha. Maybe that's who you were asking about it. If it was after Plaga Mincha, so then even though you should say it again, but then that you could eat before. And if you said Kriyishma in somebody's zman, whatever the zman is, so you, even though you're going to say it again later, but that might be enough in terms of this issue, and then a question of quotes from the Rosh, but the Mishabura mentions as well, I put it on the next page 18. The Mishabura is in the Reish Samach Zimus of Kotten Yud. Im la'achar shispal ha'mayav ein ar lay l'chassishoy yesh li zoyer shlo l'haschil lecho el yamtin ar ha'erev v'yachzor v'yikra kriyishma v'lo abrochos v'achar kach yochol. That's the Mishabura, I presume, I mean, Henry's referring to, they set up a sax and truck to Sibu and they make Shabbos early to wait. You know, say for the daven early. I guess what you mean. They daven early, but then they wait for his, you know, to say Kriyishma and then have the suda. They accomplish other things as well, but based on this Mishnah Berurah and some Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Katan Vav. So you see that they don't like the post kingdom of the Beis Yosef, the Maharam, the Mishnah Berurah, don't like this idea of daven, of eating before Kriyishma and before Ma'ariv. So ask the Sfasemis, according to the Tzlach. According to Sfasem is a descendant of Chiddush Arim, right? His grandson says, but according to what his grandfather said, according to what the Tzlach says, it should be mutzah, no problem, it's a mitzvah. Now, maybe it can be mechalek, the Yatzim eating is not a mitzvah, it's really the mitzvah's oneg Shabbos, it's the way of being Yotze oneg Shabbos, you know, yesh, you know, lechadet ha-talmidim, you can figure out distinctions, eating truma, and eating, Shabbos Suda. But okay, the Sfasem doesn't like it. But anyway, that's the background. So what I want to bring this over, of course, now is to the rest of us about saying Kriyishma, and about eating before Kriyishma, and davening Ma'ariv before. Many shuls, this shul included, I frequently go, they have a 10 o'clock Ma'ariv, right? Or 10:45 Ma'ariv. Whatever, shouldn't, according to what we just read, it's not proper to eat. Everyone should wait till 10 o'clock or 10:45.
Like in the winter months, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Maybe, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. According to this, it's better to eat. better to say Krishna first. That's what we're seeing. So what are we relying on? So let's see the whole sugya. So as we already saw reference a couple of times, there's a Gemara in Brachas, Avdalam and Beis, source number 19, Avdalam and Beis in Brachas. And the Gemara says, Titania, Chacham also sugya the Vayim. Kedei shelo yehei adam ba min hasada be'erev ha'omer. It's not proper for a person to come back from the field. The field means from work, right? We would say, come back from work at night and say the following. Eilech lebeisi, let me go home. Ochal kim, I'll eat a little bit. Ve'eshtek kim, I'll drink a little bit. Ve'ishan kim, I'll lie down, take a little nap, you know. And then, v'charkach echor kriyashma v'espal. Later on, I'll say kriyashma v'adam amayru. Guy's tired at the end of the hard day's work. They'll come back from the field, they'll come in the house, and say, let me just sit down and eat something, I'll have a drink, I'll take a little snooze, and then I'll worry about Krishma Marv later on. No, lo yomar, person shouldn't say this. Ella, if what will end up happening, says, the chotafto shena, but nimsa yoshin kolalila, who knows? You lie down, to me, you lie down and take a nap, I'm going to lie down for 10 minutes, you wake up 3.5 hours later, right? So the Gemara is aware of this tendency. So it says, I will rather Adam Bomin Asoda, but Arab, a person should come home in the evening. Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, go right to Shul. In those days, they came back around nightfall, right? There were no lights in the streets or anything. So Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, go to Shul. Imroga Likros Kori, if you're, you know, you learn from, like, learn Chumash, Tanakh, the good, the Imroga Lishnos, or learning in deeper, Mishnais, whatever, Gemara, Shona, learn that. And then, Vikore Kriyashma Mispala, say Kriyashma. Say Meir, then Ba'ochel Pito, go home and have your dinner, have your bread, and Mavarach, and bench afterwards, and so on. Ba'ochel Ober, I was talking about that, Ober, the Racham, Chayav Misa. Okay, and if you violate this, you Chayav Misa. Well, it's an exaggeration, thing. We'll see in a second. So Tosus says, again, this is Brochus, Dalma Beis, so it's 20. Tosus says, the Kari Kriyashma, as follows, says, Mikan Mashma, Shemishah, Shehigiyas Man, Kriyashma Shalila, She'ein Lo, Lechol Suda, Adji Yikar Kriyashma, Avispala, Arvis, period. The short Tosus, that's what Tosus says. You see from this Gemara, the simple reading of this Gemara indicates that from the time that the Zman Kriya Shema arrives, if you started, let's say, see that this part is not relevant today. I come home at 7 o'clock, let's say, I can have supper, I couldn't say Kriya Shema and Dhamma if I wanted to. Not even dark for 2 hours, right? So this time of year is not a problem. In the winter time, you know, a person comes home from work, 5, 6 o'clock, 7, whatever it is, it's dark out. So according to Tosis, says here, Mikan Mashma, Shemishah, Sheigiyaz Man Kriya Shema Shalayla, She'ein Lo Lecho Suda, Ad Sheikra Kriya Shema Vizpal Arvis, period. You see from here, says Tosis Mefurish, that it's not proper to eat your dinner, your night meal, until you've said Kriya Shema and Davar Mar, provided again that that time has arrived, which it does not at this time of year here, but in the winter time. Says the Ritva, the Shita Gubetzis and Brachas is probably the Ritva, you know, we have the Shita Gubetzis we have on Brachas. If you look at it, it's different. Usually the Shittim Ubetis always has a paragraph that quotes who we got it from. And Brachas is just straight. And then the Moser of Cook, when they printed the tan-covered ritvahs, you know, the Chedusha ritvah, the new set, so they put, they have proofs that what's printed in our regular Shittim Ubetis and Brachas is really the ritvah. So whatever, we find it in the new ritvahs or in the Shittim Ubetis, and Brachas, Tavdam, and that top. Just the chola over al divacham chay misa chomar shumis acher likos kriyash malachar chasos. Here he's talking about if you the other side, if you wait until after midnight. What do you mean? The idea is we were talking about the beginning time to say kriyashma. What's the end time to say kriyashma? So we have a machlokas in the mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says 4 hours into night. Ashmur rishona. And I'm going to leave the other extreme says you have all night. Then the chachamim say chatzos. So the gemara proves the chachamim weren't saying chatzos just because anything significant about chatzos. But the real, what's the machlokas about? Machlokas is about the definition of the term b'shach b'cha. Right, the Torah never tells you, it doesn't say Erev or Lila with regards to Kriyashma. What does it say? B'shach b'cha of kumecha, right? So what does b'shach b'cha mean? When you retire, when you recline, you lie down. So the Rebbe Elazar holds, what does it mean when you lie down? It means the time when people first go to lie down, which is in the first third of the night, under normal circumstances, right? And Gamaliel says, no, it doesn't mean the time when you first go to lie down. It means the time, any time when people are normally lying down, which means all night. But where does chatzos fit in? So the Gemara says, no, chatzos is just a precaution. It's a syog, right? So that's what the Ritva here says. Ein rot zalom shim yochal kodem shikra krishma shechayv misa. So it's not carried away here. It doesn't mean that if a guy eats before krishma, it's chayv misa. We're not going to go that far, okay? I mean, Aroyhu, Shekevon, she's proper. Shekevon, she gives man Kriyashma, Shalayochal, Ad Sheikra Kriyashma. In other words, the Ritva says over here, can't go some time to hear. First, I showed the Mishaburan, which probably I'm presuming that the Pesach is kosher for that. That's what I showed. But he said doesn't Chayav Misa does not mean to say that a guy eats before. I'm sorry, that a guy eats before Kriyashma or before Meir. Chayav Misa just means it's not proper to do that. Okay, now that's about eating. What about other activities? Okay, it says of eating. Good. So we saw eating. So you're not allowed to, according to the simple reading, says Tosas, you're not allowed to eat before saying Kriyashma. Period. We'll get to it in a second. One other thing, besides eating. The Mishnah and Shabbos of Tesla Bays in source number 22. Mishnah and Shabbos Tesla Bays. There the Mishnah is talking about what you can do before Davin and can't do before Davin Mincha. As the Mishnah says there, Lo Yeshev Adam Lifna Asapor Samuch Lamincha Chispala. You shouldn't sit down in the barber shop for a haircut and a shave in the afternoon, Mincha time, before Samuch Lamincha Ad Chispala, unless you've already Davin Mincha. And likewise, Lo Yikonis Adam Lamerchatz. You don't go into the shritz, the bathhouse, you know, which was a whole affair. You know, you go sit there, yeah? You don't go in there either. Velola Borski. Borski means like a tannery. It means you're taking care of business. You're taking care of, you know, the hides or whatever. Velolecho, and also not eating. Velola Din, or to sit down to a court case and meet with your lawyers and stuff. All these things you're not supposed to do. Vimischil, if you started, then a mafsik, you don't have to stop. To daven mincha. Although it does say mafsik, and of course, kriyashmav, and mafsik, and latzio. Fine, Rashi explains. What's the issue here? You took this before. So here's the Rashi, Shabbos, Taf, Tesla, Beis, Source 23, Duras, Achi, Spalo. What's the problem? Shema Yishkachvala, Spalo. Because you get wrapped up, you're sitting down in a meeting with your attorney, and it drags out, and all of a sudden you miss Mincha time. Certainly possible in the winter. Right? Eating was one of the things. It said Lo Lechol. One of the things. Right? Lo Yikom, that's what I'm pointing out. We were talking about Kriyashma, the only thing the Gemara mentioned in Brochas of Dalet was about eating. We're talking about here with Mincha, you see what it says? Lo Lecho v'lo Ladin. First line of 22.
I thought the more qualitative time to daven Mincha is later than earlier.
Right, so that's a different discussion. But let's say it's near the late time. I mean, however you want to work it out, what it means, Mincha Gdola, Mincha Tana, the Gemara discusses that. So it's an important point, but I'm only using this to show that the Isser here is not just eating, it's other activities. What's the concern? Rashi explains. Shem Yishkof, well, you forget about it. You'll get wrapped up when you're doing, you miss the time. And
so therefore it's a different focus, because here it's Shema Yishka, so therefore it's advice not to do it.
Okay.
Kriyishma is a chiv the right.
Yeah, but right, and the Gemara here also does make a decision between Kriyishma. It's a good point. Okay, but again, he says it all. We'll see the next Rashi in a second. I just want to point out, because this is in Shabbos Daf Tes. So Rashi tells us there in Dibamaskal Adchei Spala Bahafilu Bechol Nami. This is not just a din in Erev Shabbos, then Chol also. It's only brought up here in Masechet Shabbos Rashi for a different reason. The next Rashi is Lola Merchatz, the time of the Kulhu, the reason in all these cases is Mishum Shema Yimashech Ad Sheyavar Zman Tefilah. The thing will drag out, you'll miss the proper Zman. So it's not just Yishka, you'll miss the proper Zman. And that's probably the same thing for Meir. The Rashba there explains, okay, Tal Rashi, I'm seeking the Krishna, this is the Raisa, Krishna, difficult is the Raisa. The Rashba explains, and the Rashi also and others explain that it's the Rashba draws the equation. The Rashba in Brachas, Tesalman Aleph, okay, mentions this famous story of Gamaliel's student in the Mishnah, right? Gamaliel's students, sons went to the wedding and they came home late, and his mom, that whole discussion. So it says that the Rashba there quotes the Argamor and Brach on Daf Dalet, okay? And he mentions the issue is on the third line, Kadesh Aliyavah Lidei Pshia. The issue by Myriv, again, I stress, the reason I'm showing this Rashba and the Rosh also because the Gemara in Brachas with regards to Kriyashma, Myriv only talks about eating. Okay, the Mishnah in Shabbos, when it mentions all these other activities, was talking about Minchatan. But the Rashba says, don't think it's just eating. It's not just eating. It's all the other things. And he refers to the Gemara in Shabbos. And the Rashba is the one who draws the equation between the Sugi in Brachas and the Sugi in the Mishnah in Shabbos. That we shouldn't think that the Isser of getting, of Kriyashma has only been eating. It's other activities too. Anything, as the Rashba writes at the very end, Shelo yascha b'melachos ha-mevias l'dei tzia v'hu adin kan. It's all these are just examples, you know, anything which will possibly lead you to forget about davening Ma'ariv, and it's the same thing as Mincha, same din. That's the Rashba. Okay? And the Rosh in Brachas Parak Aleph Siman Tes also, he says, about the end time, it's the same concern. You shouldn't push it off, you'll end up falling asleep by mistake. How do we paskin?
And so the that, Rambam, of course, in the distinction,
yeah.
That's in the distinction from Shachri.
Right. Shachri is a different
thing.
before you to take care of your needs.
Adam,
right? Lasoch Adam is right. Osi Shlach Lachai Gevecha. Yeah, correct.
Maybe even the Waita.
Right, possible. Right, it's one of the things we're looking at. Now, how do we pass? Since the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Ches 26, the Rambam writes Ezel Zman Kriyas Shema Belaila Mitzvosu Nishas Yitzis Kachavim Ad Chatzi Alayla. That's the Rambam's lashon. It was there as opposed to pshia. The Rashi also uses lashon pshia. I don't know. Okay, there the Kesef Mishnah, that Rambam says, "Vizesh shekasa Rabbeinu." What does the Rambam mean? Kedei lahachik olam minapshia. So the Kesef Mishnah, that Rambam, Parak Aleph Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Halacha Tes, source 27, "Zesh shekasa Rabbeinu kan kedei lahachik olam minapshia." The pshia he lecho v'lishtos kodem Kriyas Shema. Is a pshia to eat and drink before Kriyashma or Nachar Chatzos. Then Mikol Mokum Hare Over Al Divrei Chachamim. It's two things. That's what he brings up. Divrei Chachamim Chayav Misa. Anyway, but the point is the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam as well. The concern here is the pshia is eating and drinking beforehand. And Lamaisa, it appears as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Next source. That's with regards to Kriyashma. With regards to Tefillah, number 28, the Rambam writes Parak Vav Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Zayin. AFLP, you asked it. AFLP Shetzilas Arvis Rishus. Your point, the Rambam says, Mefurish, even though Tzilas Arvis Rishus, like Henry said before, Lo Yovo Odom Melachto, a person should not come from his work, from his daily work. The Omar Ochamat Vishon Kim Rachakach Spalo, Shema Te'anos Oso Shena, he'll get chapped by his sleep. The Ninzi Yoshin Galala, Veino Mispal Arvis Rachakach Ocha Vishos Yoshin. Rambam doesn't want to hear this Rishus. Nevertheless, it's not proper. And in the Shulchan Aruch, we find the following. This is Arachaim Simon Reish Lamed Hey Siv Beis. First, he says Osur LaHaskel Lecho Chatzis Shah Samuch Zman Kriyas Shema Sha'arvis. You shouldn't sit down even within a half hour of Zman Kriyas Shema Sha'arvis. Okay. Vim Hiskel Lechol Achashi Gizmana Mafsik LeKarik Kriyas Shema. If you did, then stop. Say Kriyas Shema below Brichoseh without the whole Meir, without the Brochus. Then Begomer Sudasa Macharka Chorasa Brichoseh Mispala. At least say Kriyas Shema. That's probably what Sachs referring to also. At least say Kriyas Shema first. The rest of the stuff, if you are Bechoshes not to say the Brochus, then say the Brochus later. Okay. Yeah. And Siv Gimel Lechatchil Atarach Likos Kriyas Shema Miyad B'Tesu Kochom. Uzman al chatzia laila. L'chatchil, you should say right away at Teisa Kochavim. That's an open Mishnah, open Mishnah Aruch. I mean, Sin Reish Lamed Hei Barachayim Siv Gimel. The Mishnah Aruch writes L'chatchil tzarech likros kriyas shma miyad b'Teisa Kochavim. All right, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Zayin. Pirs Drabbanan Gadru Sha'asu L'Sacher B'Kriyas Shma Yosef Nechatzos Shalayover Den Michshol. Okay, then it's a Michshol, and that's called Over Al Divrei Chachamim. That whole Gemara of Ochel over Divrei Chacham was talking about the guy who delayed till later. All right, now the Kain nearly behind the Yoshev Eino Sik Bachila Melacha Metaredes the Yilu Ochel Also Melacha Metaredes Kahid Esun Reish Mamesiv Beis Midina Also Mishigiyas Man Kriyas Man distinguishes between what's proper and what's really Aser. He says really Aser to eat or to do what he calls a Melacha Hamitaredes. Okay. Melacha Metaredes that keeps him occupied, keeps him busy. Okay, now, the Mogen Avraham, for full disclosure, in source 31, the Mogen Avraham, we mentioned earlier, Tzlach referred to it earlier, it's in Reish Lamed Hei Siv Katan Dalet, what does it mean you're not allowed to eat? What if I don't want to come home, have a candy bar, a cup of soda, a glass of tea, or something like that? Is that allowed? So the Mogen Avraham writes, Lashon HaTur is also like Bo Suda, the king, because of Mordechai, Baguda, blah, quotes others who say it, and some of Trus Hadeshin, Safilu Te'ima Osir, that's a machlokas. I just put it in there for you to be aware of it. How far do we go? The question is the simultos sukkah and so on. He says some say ain lahachm b'te'ima ba'alma. See, it's not like kiddush avdol. You're not even going to drink anything like water before kiddush avdol. He says lo domi le kiddush avdol dasu liton. That's a different thing because of called Shabbos and other things. And here, perhaps you don't have to be as strict. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah writes halacha same simon reish lamed hei siv katan tezayin. What's the whole reason I start a meal? Is because hatam shemi yimashik usudaso. You'll extend the meal. Upam yistaka ideze gam b'shena. You'll go to sleep. You'll forget after you ate. You'll go right to sleep. V'yishkach lichos shmir shkishma. V'afilu lecho kima osur. Even eating a little is osur. Mikol makom ti'ima ba'alma mine peros. Oh, afilu pas b'chabetz. A small amount of grain, cookie, whatever, is also sorry. That's mutter. Okay, and sleeping for sure, nothing. And now the Mishnah Berurah adds a very important thing in Zion. Again, even though here in this siman about Kriya Shema, Reish Lamed Hey, the emphasis is on eating and sleeping. Mishabura says, V'chein lishna filo dotavak lishon kima, even if your das is only to sleep a little bit, can't do that. V'hu adin, here's the key I want to show you. The osur oz lasos kol hamalochos hamavoros l'el basun reish lamed beis siv beis. He said, don't think that the only issur before Kriya Shema is eating and going to sleep and drinking. But rather, all the things that were codified earlier, a few chapters earlier in the Siman about Mincha, Reish Lamed Beis, like we saw before, the Mishnah Shabbos, that's also also before. Myra, the same thing. Shem Dvarim, Hamadim, Ledei Pshia, the Kosher came, Kishi Gizman, Kishi Vadai Osir. And then, so we'll look back at Reish Lamed Beis. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The Mishnah Berurah refers back to Reish Lamed Beis to Beis. I printed on the page in Source 33, Reish Lamed Beis to Beis. So he says straight out, all the things. Don't sit down by the barber and with the dina courts and all these different things. Explains what you're not supposed to do before going into the bathhouse and getting undressed. And all these things are listed. I'm going to save time. I'm not going to read that whole thing. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah was referring to. And one thing that mentioned there was Laborsky going to the tanner. Okay.
Why do you say in Chilo Mastik?
What's that? For Kriya Shema, you have to stop. For tefillah, you don't have to stop.
Why don't
they pronounce him? Oh, why don't they count him? I don't know. I just want to show you the Mishnah Berurah there. It's the Reish Lamed Beis of Kotten Tess. Talks about Laborsky. Even if you're just going in for a minute, you know, to check on your, the tanning your hide. If you want to see, how's it coming? How's my work coming? You go to the mechanic, how's the car? You know, don't even do that because you'll end up being upset if they're not ready and so on. All these things. Of course, tirda the Mishnah. All these things are legal and tirda. He tells you, look for the
Be'alacha.
Yeah.
And lundim alacha
before
tefillah.
Yes, we'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to that in a second. Just a look in the Bir Halacha in Source 35, Sim Reish Lamed Beis, Dumasa Laborsky, that's the tanner. So he says it's all the things, all Shar Melachos and so on, and he mentions here, because, you know, you have to change to go, and you go into the tanner, it smells bad, you'll change, all these things take people time. Okay, we get the general drift. Okay, La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins regarding Mincha, Sim Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Gimel. A litom, just to taste something. I don't know. Paris mutter. Snack is allowed before mincha and before meir. Okay, and he writes in the Mishnah Berurah there. And what is tavshil? The tavshil is mechamesh aminu gamkin mutim in a koveyaleo. Fine. He says a kibetzah. What's the amount? Related to sukkah in the next sermon. He says at the end also stam mashkin mutul is still safil harbe to drink. You can even drink a lot. Okay, fine. Now the question becomes: all right, so what do we rely on? I mean, many people, myself, and we go to 10 o'clock ma'ariv, we go to late ma'ariv, you know, we ate at 8 supper. Some people have already eaten by the time they come to ma'ariv. What's going on? And what about the learning issue? And here we come, you know, Daf Yomi, they kind of have a 5:30 before Shachas, right? And people learn, you know, in the evening, and they daven later. So what are we relying on here? It seems pretty clear that you're not supposed to do any of this. And the Gemara, in fact, says, so look at the next source, Brachas Hayamid Beis. The Gemara there says, Tanya Abba bin another Gemara, Brachas Hayamid Beis. Tanya Abba bin Yomin Omer al Shnei Dvarmai, it's Mistar Kol Yomai. Two things I was very makbit about. One was al Tfilosi Shetehei Lifnei Mitosi. Okay, another thing is about where he places his bed in the north and south, a different discussion. What do you mean? Al tfilosu shetelifnei mitosi, what, he davened by his bedside? My lifnei mitosi, ilem lifnei mitosi manesh. He davened, right where his bed was right there. You're not supposed to, you're supposed to daven by a wall. Right? You're not supposed to have anything between yourself and the wall. What does it mean? No, lo tema lifnei mitosi, ilem somach lumitosi. Rashi explains, source 39, heim abeis somach lumitosi. Kol yomai nizharti shelo lasos melocha, the shelo lasok batora, I never did any work, nor would I even learn before davening when I got up in the morning. So even learning is included, according to this. A Tosus challenges that. Tosus there in Brochus, Hamad Beis, the Ramaskal, Ella Amos, source 40 says, Shaloi Osim Malacha, Chishmalav, Rashi, Pir, Shafil, Limod, Shasil, Limod, Kosaloi, Dati, Minoli. I don't know if Rashi threw that into the mix, says Tosus. Who's saying about learning? Okay? And he brings it right, it is okay to learn before. Fine. Have the Rosh, Perak Alasim Zion and Brochus, he says, no, he defends Rashi. What are we talking about? Because Ikala Mechash, Dilma mitzvah b'gesosei, right? They'll get into the learning. They'll be around your turn, like they say. Back, blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, you get into a debate with somebody. You're looking up a ktos somewhere, a Ramban, you know, the Muhammad. And by the time you're there, you miss the whole Zman Kriya. It could happen. Okay? That's in Daf Yomi, you know, so it usually happens, right? On the day, it's usually done in the last 10 minutes, right? They have Daf Yomi for an hour. So the first Amud takes 40 minutes. They realize it's almost time for Shakri. That's a davening up the last Amud Beis, right? A lot of the time, depending on the Amud, right? But that's what the Rashi defends Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin.
That's what you get very well trained in.
Right, exactly. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, in Simon Peites, Simon Peites evolved, Afilu Lumur Osu Mishigi Yizman Tfilah. What does that mean? So if during the winter time it doesn't get light out till 6 o'clock anyway, and I have a 7 o'clock, and I have a 5:30 daf yomi, 5:30 to 6:30, that's no problem because not zman tefillah anyway. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, so pay tesivov, afilu lilmod awesome shigiyas zman tefillah. Now he is what? That's what it says. Whatever is Montreal. Okay, so what I say, the winter time is not a problem. This time of year, it sure is a problem. The sun gets up at 4:30, quarter to five, whatever it is now. So how they are learning here daf yom before the 6:30 minyan? What's all the whole tools is Israel? So here's the key line, and the same thing with our Meirav question. How do you daven Meirav at 10 o'clock and the Nakri eats up until then? I mean, if you're on, okay. But so he says, "Hainu misharogel espala beis midrasha veinarogel es besakneses." The ikal lemechas dilma mitzvah begir say the avor is man kriyas mitzvah. Talking about a guy who's learning on his own or in a base medrash where they're not davening. Then we're afraid you'll get wrapped up in the learning and you won't daven.
Huh?
I don't know. Maybe. Avol, here's the key line. Misharogel lelech lebeis haknesses mutter. If in the shul, maybe. If you're rugged to go to shul, that's a key point. So certainly in a shul where they're going to daven shachris, it's not a problem. The daf yomi, no. They have from 6:30 to 7:30, whatever time exactly is, right? In other words, we're not worried because, what, everybody's going to forget. Somebody's going to have 20 people learning. Someone's going to be in the shul. They're going to be a minion. You'll notice people walk in. You'll remember, oh, I got a daven shachris. If you're learning on your own or you're learning someplace, maybe someplace that has no minion, so then taka is a legitimate concern. You'll get a rhyme, you're wrapped up in the learning. You're looking up this tshuva and that from Chaim or whatever, and you'll forget. But when you're learning in the shul, or and here's the key point for us, it is your practice. It's part of your routine. Ragel means routine. It's your routine, then it's mutter. Okay? And then it's mutter. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah adds over there, it's from Pei Pesif Kotlan Lamadahan, Im Omar Lechavero, if you tell your friend, She'en Olomit, someone's not learning with you, She'im Yitra Begir Ziyaz Kirenu, you have a reminder. You tell your friend, you know, who doesn't come to the Daf Yomi, who doesn't, listen, well, if you see I'm not in shul, come get me. I'm in the other room learning. You know, you have somebody as a reminder to tell you that's also okay. Then it's also mutter lumod. So now already we have a little bit of an opening for our issue.
It says here.
Yeah, yes, exactly. We'll get to that. The Aruch HaShulchan, right, again, this is exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Reish Lamed Beis Sif Tes Zayin. He's talking about Meir, back to the Mincha Meir problem. So he says, the Yeh She'omru Heter, Acher. Some people bring a rye even after mincha time. I haven't done mincha yet, but people eat supper this time of year, right? I mean, I want to eat supper at 7 o'clock. I'm going to go to shul at 8:20 to daven mincha. So I haven't done mincha. Sometimes I daven mincha in yeshiva at 2:30. You know, why you? Sometimes I go here to the 8:15 then, depending on how the day plays out. So I can't eat if I didn't daven mincha earlier. So Aruch HaShulchan says a heter based on that commotion is borel elson and peitas. That earlier Shulchan Aruch. In the Lilmud according to the Shachas, the Mispal Bichiras Taka also Lilmud, the Shema Asi Lam Shuche, the Yavaz Mantfila. Ava Berogil Lispal Beisaknesses, if you're accustomed, if it's your routine to go to Shul, then Mutter. The Hachinami Kainu, the Zesha Asi Bichol Advarim, Zel Mispal Mincha Bichiras. What are we concerned with all this stuff? He doubts Mincha by himself. Ava Mispal Beminion. Hello, Kishis Asif Haminyan Behechrik Shlishkach Lispalo. You'll notice everybody getting together. You won't forget to daven mincha. Obevadai svar gedolahi. This is a good svar. Sarach Hashulchan. The lochein mishe'enu mincha mispalo mincha betzibur vada mechuyu lispalo mincha korvachiloso. Okay, but the rabbi mispalo betzibur yochlis machalai tem shekosavnu. Okay, then he writes, what about sleeping? Maybe sleeping should be different. That's in Sifrim Zayin. But that's the... Right. Okay. Even there. Then he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. Some of you have a reminder, but your reminder has to be a good reminder. The Gemara in Sukkah has a question. Sometimes even the Arev needs an Arev. The reminder needs a reminder. The guy has a reminder. He's going to forget too. Yeah.
I mean, you should remind that all of this was
discussed before thoughts.
Yeah, a valid point. Before valid point. And reminder is deep. Right. We'll see. It's interesting. The Kaf HaChaim was not on the page.
Human nature has not changed.
That's true. The people. That's true.
Ask anybody who's going into a meeting.
True. Kaf HaChaim writes in the same Sinner Reish on the days of Os Chav Tes. He quotes in Maharil. It's an interesting question because when the whole thing they said don't go to the barber and don't bathe and so on and go to the bathhouse when it's close to Mincha. What does everybody do every Friday afternoon? Like they said, go to the bathhouse in those days. Go to the shower, right? He says Kaf of Maharil Reish on Shabbos Hod the Anu Nogim Barav Shabbos the Rosh Magaf and Samach Mincha Samchinan Amasheyesh Lo Anu Shah Kavul Etzuras Mincha. B'chol Yom. Everyone knows. We know Minchas at this time. Minchas. Everyone's got a calendar in their fridge. Minchas at 4:20. So it's okay for me. I'm not going to forget. I'm a Friday afternoon. I always go to shul for Mincha, right? So that's exactly what we rely on. Okay, it's a shor kvua, and we're not worried about it. That's what he says. Okay, or in the olden days, he used to have what do you call them? The guys went around. You know, the shamans. You know, the becha would go around with the. But hak, you know. But anyway, so that's what the Kaf HaChaim says. The Moshe fights, and you mentioned about Tzivos Omer.
Do they have a minyan for Mincha?
No, they do what it's
called. Yeah, that case was when
they dive into the Gemara. Yeah, it's the Gemara. Yeah. Well, let's just finish up the Moshe fights.
Did it happen to you that dive in twice, Mincha?
Maybe. I remember once looking into an interesting question, which I one of the things in my head to work out one day. If a guy, let's say dive in Mincha at 2:30. Not early, Mincha Gdol, 1:30, whatever. And now I think I didn't daven Minchas. I go at 8:15, and it's after plug. And I realized, look, can I count that for Maariv? And that was the thing I was trying to clear once. I never came up with a good answer for that. I have to research that.
You had
a good question. Right. No, but let's say, right by Shmonesa, I realize I'm here, ready. I'll
count down Maariv. Down to the Chaim.
Right, I'm not my. That's a little different than Rav Chaim, right?
Started, it's two different.
Right,
Rosh Hashanah.
Right. It relates to Rav Chaim. But let's assume. Whatever, it's an interesting question. I don't think it ever happened to me, but I thought about it. And I just want to finish up the Rav Moshe Feinstein talks you said about Tzivos Omer. That's the next source in the English Moshe Or Chaim Chelek Dalad Simen Tzadi Tes. Yitzibur Shesh Aminyan Kavua B'Shaw Mucheres Balaylo. Shul has a regular 10 o'clock Maariv, right? And therefore people rely on the fact, you know, you can eat, it's okay to eat before it's Aminyan Kavua, like we said, and Rav Moshe accepts this kulin. He says, who be mess? He says, Im Gamke, what about the eating before Sira? That's his question. That's what he's talking about here in this tshuva, 45. So he says, well, it's a big deal. Tzivos Omer takes 30 seconds. Let's assume you don't say the clip and all this stuff afterwards, right? So even with that, it takes a minute and a half. So do that before. But then he says, no, there's an Indian to daven Maariv before Sira Tadir. Anyway, he writes, Al-Koponim, became to Tadir, Kodim, Tzorach, Lizpar, Chamariv, Davke, Havke, Shehutruch, Lizakar, Izizman, Lachain. He writes, Mikavan, Kishasomchin Lecho, Koda Marib, Vika Minyan Kavua, Azmana Mukhar. Since we rely on this Kula, the Archashokim says, and others say, and Moshe says, we rely on it for Kriyashma, Ain less Olehem Gamishul Sir. We don't want to ask it for Sir either. The Ain Lahachim is Sir, Yosem Kriyashma the Raisa. We're not Mashma, we rely on his head of a Kriyashma, we rely on it for Sir as well. However, the fact, and this is the accepted point. The, I brought it. Shalom Arbach and his tshuva is a chelik base in the Dal Oslam and Hay talks about an Eretz Yisrael. You know, the whole issue of opening stores when it's Man Mincha. That's right. And the stores open up. That's all the old days where they napped from 1 to 4, yes. Whatever, right? Yeah, it took us the Middle Eastern siesta. Everything was closed in Eretz Yisrael from 1 to 4 or 2 to 5, whatever. So somebody went to the farm stores didn't open until 11:30. And then they went out 1 o'clock, they're closing. Not opening until 5. All right, but anyway, so he talks about that over here. And basically says that we already rely on the fact that you have a Zman, Yeshua Zman Kavuva Tviloso, then that's okay. The Mishnah Brewer, however, writes the following. Huh?
The main meal.
The lunchtime, yeah, always.
You need to.
Right, the rest up.
You need a real meal.
Right, and then you rest
then
up.
You need
to rest. Too hot, whatever, Middle Eastern style, yeah. Now, I just want to mention, though, and this will relate to things like alarms and everything else, because Henry said before, human nature, the Mishnah Brewer writes in some racial base of Kotten Chof Tez. Okay, you have a guy to remind you, right? Fine. But I'm the miyad shekar lebeis haknes and sarach lahasi. Then you better go. In other words, you know, sometimes you have a reminder, the alarm will go off.
Right, so I'll go for a few minutes. Right, I'll just finish this in the middle of an email. Come on, right? Huh?
Snooze.
Right, exactly. Put the snooze button right in the middle. I just got to finish answering this email. And then something else dings, another email comes up. So you better go right away, right? Miyad, Tzorchas just followed him. Yochi Maitakante, you know. Now, he also says about a difference between a Suda Ketana, an ordinary meal, and a Suda Gadol, like a Chasana. Because there, it could really drag with the dance. That's why I think most of the time they try and daven right away, after the chuppah, you know, rather than wait till later on, because you know what happens later, you're dancing. And then he talks about this. And again, you can see, Mr. Brewer quotes in two places, in Sun Reish Hamad Hei, in Sikhot Yuzayin, Yuchas, both things. He says, by learning and by eating, if you have a reminder, someone else who reminds you, that's okay. And you can rely upon that. However, the truth of the matter is, you see from that Mishnah Berurah, and I'll finish with this, of Sternbach, in his Chuvus on Hagos, Chenek Aleph, Simon Peivov, he says, you know, we can rely on this Shomer, and, you know, a guy calls people to Shul, but he writes, Aval b'marev le'inyan kriyashma da'oraisa, she'isser achila chomor, ein lismoch she'askirenu, so it's not really right. So, Lachain kishenochutz lechol miyad, if you must eat, and a dying lois palamayr, yomer kriyashma levad, say kriyashma first, if it's the right zman. Al tanai, shim lo yomer achakach yotze achshav, you can be, you know, you say, I'll say it al tanai that if I forget later this will count, and then you can eat, and then, you know, in other words, he's not that comfortable. And the truth is, other poskim aren't either. We saw all the heterim. You have someone remind you what the meaning kavua. I'm not advocate. I don't do it myself. Okay, as you know, I very often daven here at 10 or 10:45, and my derech the later minyan probably daven the later minyan, later 10. This is who I am. You know, everybody's got their own. I know many talmid chachamim rabbanim who are makpid with all the heterim and with all the lumdus we saw. They daven before Myron. They will not eat, you know, the winter time, whatever it is, when there's man, they will not eat, sit down for supper, or anything else. They do daven ma'ariv, or by the way, especially, we saw that Mishabur said, the ikar mitzvah is right at Tzeifek Chom. It's a night, basically, it's not a beer chumrah. I don't do it myself. It's not a beer chumrah. This end, Shlomo Zalman, Halicha Shlomo, they quote from the Parak Beis, Os Yud Aleph, he says, again, all these things we do because we have, you know, we have people remind us and so on. He even mentions having some type of thing with a watch and some other reminders, he says, but other things you shouldn't rely on. Just some funny simonim, okay, for tefillah, you know, he says you shouldn't rely on it. And he also seems a little bit uncomfortable with all these reminders and so on. You can get somebody, I'm not making fun, there's plenty of people I know that sign up to have a Asira, you know, they'll send you texts and reminders. You know, people are still out. They still miss it. Even though they got the text and they got the reminder, okay, one more minute, you know. So it's probably not a bad chumrah if someone wishes to accept it upon himself to the daven ma'ariv before eating. Nonetheless, as we saw, there's yesh al milismok to have kulas, you know, to daven after ma'ariv, especially if you have a fixed time, a fixed, you know, minion, or someone who's going to remind you, or you know yourself, or you have on your schedule, then it would be mutter. Okay.